All along the blue line, almost daily, various activities take place, some of which can be misinterpreted by one or another party. The primary task of liaison mechanism, established under the aegis of UNIFIL in December 2006, is to prevent and address any misunderstanding or problem from escalating into a conflict between Lebanon and Israel. Liaison mechanism is not apparently visible, but has proven to be extremely important for maintaining calm and stability along the blue line. This UNIFIL branch is also the only such entity of the mission having permanent physical presence on both sides of the blue line. UNIFIL Radio has taken a closer look at how the liaison mechanism works.
You are listening to UNIFIL Radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Violation of the blue line, any inadvertent movement or even imprudent remark may cause an eruption of violence. UNIFIL Liaison Office Chief Colonel Pierre Leconte says. As an example, he recalls the dramatic development at the beginning of 2020.
Since the last winter, IDF has increased its presence along the blue line to dissuade all those who will be tempted to cross the blue line. This show of force involves more and more soldiers, more and more equipment, heavy equipment, such as main battle tank Merkava. Of course, in response, in reaction, LAF does the same and deployed APC and rocket-propelled grenade. In this context, on the last May, on the 2nd of the May, the heroes were between the LAF soldier and the IDF soldier, paced 30 meters apart, trying to reduce the tension, while the IDF's Merkava gun was aimed at the LAF and the heroes, and the LAF did the same with their RPGs. With persuasion, diplomacy, and in constant contact with all the parties, both parties, the heroes have succeeded in preventing a further deterioration of the situation. When you know that your success and your survival depend only on your negotiation skill, you have to be very persuasive.
This ability to communicate and persuade is the most important one from the point of view of Colonel Pierre Leconte, among all the skills required for any member of UNIFIL Liaison Office.
First of all, you have to keep in mind that there is no bilateral relation between LAF and IDF. No discussion, no relation at all. So all the exchange of information between LAF and IDF are through UNIFIL. Liaison branch has to ensure the integrity of the blue line, as you know, by the party. So roughly speaking, we have to monitor if there is or not blue line relation. To achieve this objective, Liaison branch has to be informed in advance of all activities of each party along the blue line. So, in order to inform the other. Without notice, it's impossible to maintain the calm on the blue line, and so, therefore, liaison branch must facilitate the return of the calm. Thus, the liaison officials have to act as a diplomatic soldier through negotiation, persuasion, and psychology. And we can say that they must be peaceful intermediaries.
You're listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam from the South, and we are talking today about the UNIFIL liaison mechanism with its chief Colonel Pierre Leconte. I asked him what would be the biggest and most important achievement of the UNIFIL liaison unit. Colonel Pierre Leconte has this to tell.
The most important achievement of the liaison branch, which is also its prize, is to avoid any conflict at all along the blue line with potential casualty on both sides. Whenever liaison branch position itself between the parties, if necessary, so between LAF soldier and IDF soldier, and succeeds in avoiding shooting, knowing that you have to keep in mind that liaison officers have no weapon, they wear only a blue cap, a blue jacket, and carrying the blue flag. If they tried without any weapon, but only with precision, with psychology, if they arrive to stop the hostilities, we can say that we succeed in our mission. So I have also many examples of such victory. For example, Bravo 1, Roshan Ikra, and Tango Papa 36, Tango Papa 37 in Misgavan.
How do the people living in South Lebanon benefit from the UNIFIL liaison mechanism? I'm asking Colonel Pierre Leconte.
less South Lebanon people heard gunshot, detonation, and see flashing flares in the sky, the more Liaison Branch succeeded in its mission, and the more liaison mechanism has worked well. The quietness of the blue line means the success of the liaison mechanism, and to achieve this aim, it is a daily and ever-ended work.
The work of the UNIFIL liaison mechanism is impossible without communication with the both conflicting parties. And communication in the time of the current coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic is not an easy task. I'm wondering how this global hazard has affected the liaison mechanism.
Of course, COVID-19 has affected and still affects the liaison mechanism, but only marginally. The liaison mechanism remains effective and fulfill its mission even during the pandemic. For example, regarding the closure of the Israeli border, it was and it is still impossible to enter Israel for a meeting with the counterpart. Likewise, my four LOs that were in Israel at the start of the pandemic were blocked on the spot from March to May, to the end of May. In any case, the use of means of communication, email, video conference, phone call, still allows regular contacts.
You have been listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Rania Abdair. Hope to have you with us again when we are again on the airwaves or in social media. Stay tuned.